L 3097, June 18th, 1987, hearing room E.
Right down.
Conference committee report.
Great.
On, what's the bill number? 3097, Destination Resort. I gather the one concern was the one sentence.
The one sentence says, "The resort shall be designed and located so it is not oriented to transient highway traffic." We were trying to get at the idea that there shouldn't be motel-type installations on Highway 5. Now, if there's alternate language, otherwise, I have an LC draft just to delete the sentence. But how you get at that without my reading of oriented could mean you shouldn't orient yourself to the traffic even if you're 2 miles away from it.
Anyone else have any comment on
it? Well, Mr. Chair, I'm not sure that the solution offered by Representative Anderson is exactly the way I would want to solve the problem. I think we're all in agreement that we're not interested in having highway motels. You know, basically, what our motels along the highway be qualified as destination resorts?
We do have language, Mr. Chair, in there that they must have other amenities, you know, including but not limited to hot springs, ski slopes, fishing streams. All of those things, I think, are pretty good safeguards. An example would be on Willamette Pass. There was used to be a resort at McCready Hot Springs.
Right.
And at McCready Hot Springs was within 75 yards of Highway, whatever that number is, Willamette Pass Highway.
Right.
And if you happen to have a stream running along a highway and have a hot springs, it sure fits the definition. But it doesn't fit the definition of oriented to highway traffic.
Mr. Chair.
Senator.
I think, and Andy
Senator
and I are both
Bradbury.
Very well familiar with one of our favorite places on the North Umpqua River, the Steamboat Inn, which is the inn itself. I mean, the lodging is set back from the highway, but the inn is right on the highway. I mean, in fact, one of the biggest problems they have is people driving through their parking lot when they're trying to pass another vehicle. But they're absolutely, they're clearly, they should be the kind of place that would qualify under the smaller destination okay. resort kind of category because they provide astounding fly fishing.
Let me ask Dick Benner and Eldon Hout to come on up. And what we just need to do is resolve this one sentence and then we can prove it, move out.
I'll be done with that, James.
Do you know where it is?
Yes, it's on page 3, I hope.
Yeah.
Page 3, line 11.
Okay.
Page 3, line 11.
So it's just in the other.
The highway signing part of no objection at
right.
all. It's just oriented to traffic seems to be real limited.
That's a fine bill.
Chairman, the purpose I think has been stated is not to solicit the passerby, but that the facility would be a place that you would come to as a destination resort.
Well, maybe you could say so it is not oriented to the passerby.
Well, it does say transient highway.
Transient highway traffic.
But the word orient has two connotations.
It does.
Placement and customer.
That's right.
Well, Mr. Chairman, perhaps you could say something to the effect that it is not designed to attract transient highway traffic.
That's pretty fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Designed to attract.
Okay.
Can we go with that?
Excuse me.
Yes, go ahead.
That means there are two designed will have been used twice in that line. There must be some synonym that one could use rather than designed. Constructed?
Strike the first design, not located so
designed
that
down.
Designed to...
We're located so it is not designed to attract.
Well, I think
how about the resort shall be constructed and located so that it is not designed to attract highway traffic.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think you need the word transient, just highway traffic.
So that it is not oriented.
Okay,
so that it is not
let's repeat
designed.
That.
That's probably redundant too, transient.
Yeah. Right.
The resort shall be constructed and located so that it is not designed
to attract
highway traffic.
Traffic.
How's that?
Fine.
Great.
Can we have a motion?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Senator Bradbury moves that we accept that change. Any objection? In fact, we better have a vote on it. Carol, if you call the roll.
Senator Anderson?
Aye.
Senator Bradbury?
Aye.
Senator
Brennan?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman? Aye. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I would move that the conference committee report, the motion would be that the House concur in the Senate amendments and the bill be further amended
right.
as we stated,
right.
and that
yes.
it be referred back to each floor with a due pass recommendation.
Right. Right.
right.
Good.
Mr. Chair, I guess you want to adjourn this, but while the two gentlemen are here, I'd like to bring up this other, just for 5 minute discussion, as long as nobody else.
Well, okay. Mr. Chair, can we vote and then we can
yeah. do the vote?
Let's have a vote on the final motion to accept it, accept the new amendment, and then repass the bill on both bodies. Pat?
Representative Anderson.
Aye.
Representative Bradbury.
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, John.
Aye. The motion passes, and we do have a conference committee, and I will close the discussion on the conference. Yes, that is.
I only have one letter here, and I just, if you both want to possibly take a look at this from Coastal Zone Management in regard to another bill.
We're not in here.
No,
we're not.
We're
not in hearing yet.